Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into the change.
Welcome to Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line with Prophet Faith, but I am not Prophet Faith. This is Prophet Stacy. And if you listen to the sound of my voice, it means it's time for prayer. If you need prayer, be sure to jump on the phone line tonight. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The song that I played tonight was a song that's very close to my heart. It's entitled Chambers by Catherine Mullen. With that being said, I'm going to say it one more time. If you need prayer, I appreciate you being on the phone line. I appreciate you being online. But if you need prayer, I need you to call in, just like some others have done. Call in and receive prayer on tonight. 347-426-3782. Now I'm going to pray what the Lord has put in my spirit for tonight. I pray that you receive it, but if you need prayer for something else, jump on the phone line. And I will open the phone line to pray with you right after I pray what's in my spirit. Thank you, everybody, just for being you and for tuning in on tonight. Tonight on Faith on the Line, I would like to use for a foundation in prayer Luke chapter 5. That's Luke chapter 5 from the NIV. Luke chapter 5 in the NIV opens up with Jesus teaching from Peter's boat. Then, after he told a crowd from Simon Peter's boat, he then gave Simon Peter a life-changing word. After he gave Simon Peter the life-changing word, he then goes on in Luke chapter 5 to recruit some new disciples. After recruiting the new disciples to follow him, to start fishing for fish and fish for men, he then healed a man of leprosy. All of this leads up to Luke 5 and verse 16. From the NIV it says, but Jesus often withdrew to a lonely place and prayed. Don't you think it was about time for him to withdraw and to pray? After all he had done, he had taught the word from Simon Peter's boat. He gave Simon Peter a personal, life-changing word. He had recruited some new disciples. And then on top of all of that, he healed a man of leprosy. Although that verse in chapter 5, verse 16 might look funny to be sitting there after all those other things, the next thing, verse 16, starts talking about his prayer. But you need to understand that it was time for Jesus to pray. Because in prayer, you find power, you find strength. Prayer is a way of recouping from a long day, from a long week. And tonight here on Faith on the Line, I'm here to pray for those of you who need power, who need strength, who need a way to recuperate from the long day, from the long week you had, from the long couple of weeks that you had. Indeed, it's time to pray. Jesus lets us know that after you do all these things, you need to get somewhere and pray so that you can get your strength back. He often withdrew to a lonely place somewhere by himself and prayed. He prayed because he needed to get his power back. He needed to get his strength back. He needed to recuperate. After giving out so much, he needed a father to pour back into him. And how many of you know that if Jesus needed the Father to pour back into him, we definitely need the Father. We definitely need God to pour back into us. Some of you, you're just like Jesus. You're living in a state where school has started back already. And you've already been teaching some kids. And you need somebody to pour back into you for everything that you poured into them already. Others of you, school won't start back till next month. But still, you need some power. You need some strength for what you're facing from day to day. Perhaps you're on a job where your boss is just difficult. Your coworkers are difficult. You need some strength. You need some power. Pour it back into you for the long day that you've had, the long week that you've had, the long couple of weeks that you've had, somebody even a month. Well, that's what I'm here for tonight, to pray for you. Father God, I pray over everybody that you've gathered here tonight, Lord God, to hear this prayer, Lord God. I pray that you put strength back into them, that you strengthen them, Lord God, that you help them to recoup, Lord God, that you strengthen them, Lord God, and protect their minds from everything that's trying to come against them mentally already, Lord God, everything that's trying to come against them physically, Lord God. I pray that you strengthen them, Lord God, that you revive them, Lord God, that you pour back into them the way that you pour back into Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray on tonight, Lord God, that everything that our eyes have seen this week, Lord God, everything that our ears have heard this week, Lord God, don't let it resonate, Lord God, because somebody heard some things that they didn't need to hear. They saw some things, Lord God, that was traumatic, Lord God. They faced some trauma. They faced some drama, Lord God. But we're asking you on tonight, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, to restore their strength, Lord God. Somebody's a mother. Somebody's a father. And they take on dual responsibilities with the kids and then working on top of all of that, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to continue to multitask, Lord God, and to do it successfully, God, but strengthen them in the midst of everything that they have to do. They have to play mommy. They have to play daddy. They have to play husband. They have to play wife. They have to play this role and that role, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you be with them, Lord God, in everything that they have to do, every decision that they have to make throughout the day, God. Be with them, Lord God, and give them your wisdom, Lord God. Give them your wisdom, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, faith, Lord God, to forgive in areas, Lord God, throughout the day where they may have to forgive somebody, Lord God, even forgive themselves, Lord God, for falling short throughout the day because they're not perfect and they will not be able to accomplish everything. Somebody listen to me. You will not be able to accomplish everything. You are not Superman. You're not Superwoman, so you won't be able to accomplish everything. But give God glory and praise for the things that you do accomplish throughout the day, throughout the week. Throughout the week, give him glory for the things that you did get done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in advance. We thank you, Lord God, that it's your strength that we lean on. We thank you, Lord God, that it's your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a place called prayer, a place called faith on the line that we can go to. All we got to do is pick up the phone and call, and you'll be right there. Even in our homes, if we can't get the faith on the line, we can go right in our homes. And some of us, if there's too much going on in the home, we can go outside of the home, find a place that's just quiet, a place just for you and God, a place where we can just pray. We give glory just for prayer tonight, that we can pray and know that you will hear us, because your word says to let all those who are weary, all those that are heavy laden, come unto you. And that is our way of coming to you through prayer. That's Matthew 11:28 for somebody that may need that scripture. All who are weary, let them come unto the Father. All those who are heavy laden, let them come unto the Father, and he will give you rest. That's his promise right there in the Word and in the New Testament. Somebody receive that. If you need rest, if you're weary and you need recuperation from being weary, and you just need rest, you need your power restored. You need strength. I pray that you receive this prayer on tonight because this is for you. We ask that you look upon everything that we have to do the way that you were looking upon everything that Jesus did in Matthew 5. Look upon everything that we have to do and order our steps. Jesus did one thing after the other, back to back to back. He was knocking those things out because you had ordered your step. He even found time in the midst of everything that he was doing to give Peter a personal word, a life-changing word. Peter had been fishing all night. He had been struggling, toiling in his finances. But you gave him one word, and that changed his life financially. And I pray on somebody that's struggling in their finances. They've had a long night, a long week, a long time struggling in their finances, God, that this would be their word, that they will look at Luke chapter 5, rather, and that they will receive what you told Peter, receive it for themselves, and that they will know that if they keep trying, if they press through, if they keep on lowering their net, if they keep on lowering themselves to be humble, to listen to what you have to say financially, to read financial scriptures on finances, that you will deliver them, that toiling over money, that worrying over money would not be an issue, but you will give them rest from worrying about their finances. Somebody, you will give them rest for worrying about their children. Somebody else, you will give them rest for worrying about their elderly parents, for worrying about their parent that's going through something in their physical body right now. We ask that you look upon them and give them rest. Help them to find a caregiver for their mother, for their father, for their uncle, for their aunt, whoever their loved one is. Help them to find somebody reliable so that they can be strengthened, be empowered for all the power that they've lost trying to help their loved one. They feel weak because they've lost so much power, so much strength. But I pray on tonight, God, that they will recoup, that they will recover in the name of Jesus, and all will be well within their home. Look upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, in this day and time when so much is going on, God. We pray unto you, God, for rest, God. We need rest like never before, God. Help us to rest our minds when we go to sleep, God. Help us to rest our eyes, Lord God. Help us to rest our spirit and our soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Trust in, Lord God, that whatever tomorrow holds, you are the one that holds our future, not the enemy, not Satan, not the people in government, God, not the people on our job, not even our boss, but you are the one that holds our future, God. Therefore, we pray to you, Lord God, for the peace that's within you. We want that type of peace that will transcend our understanding. There was a past our understanding, Lord God, that would make people look at us and not understand, God. They don't understand that we have you. And because we have you, even though we may be facing a lot of things within one day, a lot of things within one week, a lot of things within the last couple of weeks, we still have you. Therefore, we can still hold our heads up and walk around in peace, walk around with a smile on our face because we know it's not over. It might seem like it's just beginning, but we know that it's not over yet. It's not just beginning. It might be in the middle stages, but it's coming to the end. Somebody, it may look like it's just beginning, but it is coming to the end. The devil wants you to think it's just beginning, and you're going to keep on going in this cycle, in this cycle, in this cycle. But the Word of God says in Matthew 11 to rest. He gives you the clear call to rest, to come unto him and rest. You can rest because the Word of God says in Psalms 23 that we walk through valleys. Even though it may look like the shadow of death, we still walk through valleys. And somebody, this is just a valley that you're walking through. But there's still peace in that valley. There's still strength in that valley. There's still power in that valley. Because you said in Psalms 23 that your rod and your staff would be there to comfort us, God. And we're depending on your comfort tonight, God. We're depending on your comfort to get through the next week, to get through the next couple of weeks, God. We are depending on you. Because like Jesus, we have many things to do and many people depending on us. So many of us, like Jesus, we got a crowd around us, and everybody expects something different. But help us to be at our best potential, Lord God, that your name may get the glory, that man may look upon our good works and give you the glory, because it's not us, it's about you, God, that we may be just like Jesus, to be able to recruit some new disciples to follow you. It ain't about following us, not even on social media. It's not about following us, God. Help us to be disciples, Lord God, to be examples, Lord God, that will make other disciples, other people want to come in and follow you, especially for that one that don't know what they're going to do coming up next week, coming up next month, with all the things that are facing them, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to understand that you are the way, the truth. You are the way, the truth. You are the way and the truth. You are the way and the truth. I just hear those things. You are the way and the truth. You are the way and the truth. You are the life. You are the light. You are the way and you are the truth. Everything that they need is in you. Everything that they need is in you. Help them, Lord God, to find their peace, to find their strength, to find their power. For somebody to find their center, to get centered in you, that they will not give up. Somebody, don't you give up. Don't you dare give up. That they will not give up, but they will recuperate from everything that has been said and done, from everything that they've seen, said and done. They will recuperate and be ready for tomorrow because they know who holds tomorrow. And because you hold tomorrow, we can't complain. But on tonight, God, we give you praise. To your name be the glory. Amen. Somebody just receive. For those of you that don't know, I am Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Pate at this time. If you're on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request unrelated to what we just prayed and prophesied about, because you should have received that by faith. Receive it by faith. You will have a peaceful night. You will have a peaceful week. You will be strengthened. You will be empowered. You will recoup. As a matter of fact, it's already taking place within you. You just have to receive. So that, don't let that be your prayer request. But if you have something else that you need prayer about, you need me to come into agreement with you about, please press 1 on your phone at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. I will be right with you after these last few announcements. I want to just remind everybody that August the 19th, which is Monday, is a special, special, special day. It's Prophetess Pate's birthday. So if you're a regular right here on Faith on the Line, and you enjoy the way she imparts into you doing prayer on Faith on the Line, whether you listen right now, live, or you normally listen to her on the podcast, if you enjoy her ministry, the way she prays, the way she encourages, if you enjoy her on Political Fight, the way she prays and encourages and gives the word, I want you to show up on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Show up as I deliver a word that's dedicated to the woman of God. The word is entitled, She is Everything and Everything is Her. It's for women, strong women like Prophetess Pate. So if you're a strong woman, I want you to tune in, whether you know Prophetess Pate or not, because the word is just not for her, but it's for strong women like her, which means you. That means you. Then we will be going into the last part of Love Thy Neighbor, Part 3. Unless God says the same, it looks like that's the last part of Love Thy Neighbor. We will be finishing that up. So join us on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. I'm pausing here to give you time. If you need prayer, get on the phone line. I'm getting ready to check the phone lines now. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. But if you don't get it in tonight for whatever reason, join us on Monday night for the celebration for the word of the Lord. And after all of that, I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, I'm looking at the phone line. Is there anybody present tonight that needs prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. As I said, now is your opportunity.
Thank you, everybody that's listening online. Thank you, everybody on the phone line. Going once. Going twice. Going three times. Tonight, it doesn't look like there are any live prayer requests, but as I always say, there's always, always room for prayer. So call back on Monday if you need prayer. Until then, God bless.